Currently, there are 2,300 South Vietnamese troops in that area. Now, of the 2,300, there are 1,000 of those are South Vietnamese Marines that are being held in reserve in the event that they're needed to for engagement. That's the 2 battalions of Marines. In addition, on their way to the area is an additional battalion, airborne battalion of 500, which will make a total of 2,800 South Vietnamese troops that will be in that area that can be engaged with the enemy. As you know, there are about 3 U.S. with each battalion as advisors. So currently in the area were 9 Americans that were being utilized as advisors to the South Vietnamese. In addition to that, there has been a total of 81 United States airstrikes. Of the 81 airstrikes, they were predominantly U.S. Flown against the Viet Cong in that area. On casualties, the latest information we have, and I just made a phone call with General Westmoreland's headquarters, is there have been 4 U.S. killed in action, 2 of which were killed in the L-19 spotter plane that was shot down earlier. There have been 3 U.S. wounded in action. So of the 9 total that were in the area that we knew of, 7 of them are casualties, 4 killed and 3 wounded. Of course, adding 2 more in the L-19 would have made 11 Americans, so 7 of the 11. In the South Vietnamese, killed in action so far has been reported 17, 30 wounded in action, and 80 missing. Now, there has been no contact with the Viet Cong since the darkness, or for about, there's been no contact with them since midnight, or about the past 5 hours. So there's been no firefighting going on in that group.
Any information on whether we've killed any or not?
No, sir. We have no reports right now on Viet Cong casualties inflicted by the South Vietnamese.
Have any indication our bombing's done any good?
No, sir. No reports on that.
What time of night is that there? I'm having great trouble hearing you. I don't know whether we've got people on the line or what's the matter. I'm just straining every line. Yes?
All right, sir.
Talk into it loud, though.
All right, sir. We have no reports at all on what on casualties we have inflicted on the Viet Cong.
Now, what about these planes at Da Nang Airfield, 10 of them that have been shot?
All right, sir. That report and those figures have been refined to the following. The latest information we have, which is about 5 minutes old, is that there were only 3 F-102 fighters destroyed with 3 damaged. On the transport, only 3 C-130s were damaged. However, it's believed to be heavy damage and they could be totally destroyed. In addition, there has been 1 U.S. killed, which was an Air Force air policeman on the air base of Da Nang. Now, a brief narrative of the operation was as soon as the engagement started, the firing started, the fire was returned, a ground party was sent out, there was a brief engagement, however, they did lose contact, a flare ship was dispatched and illuminated the area, however, we have lost contact with the Viet Cong that conducted this operation.
Okay, all right, goodbye.